Welcome to the Licking County Locker Room Show on Kate 98.7. Tonight's show comes to you live from Ship Brothers Brewing in downtown Newark. Brought to you by Licking Memorial Health Systems, the Toy Store, Desserts Bakery, Lewis Clark Insurance, Buckeye Valley Equipment, Lakeside Self-Storage in Heath, and Ship Brothers Brewing.
County Locker Room. We are live from Ship Brothers, and we are happy to be joined by the undefeated Licking Valley Panthers. Another successful season out in Hanover, and we're going to be joined first by the Hall of Fame head coach, Coach Randy Boffman. Coach, congratulations, 10-0, the LCL Buckeye Championship outright for the second straight year. We've talked several times during the season, but this team continues to impress me, and the job they did over 10 games has really been remarkable this year.
Well, thank you. I don't know if people realize how difficult it is to go 10-0. Of the 67 years we've played football at Licking Valley, we've only had 9 other teams do that. And, I mean, we've had some great teams come through there. It's tough to remain consistent. I mean, yep. And this team has done that. You know, we've played pretty consistently every year or every week. Of course, we talk a lot about that during the week, to not let yourself get trapped into hearing people say, oh, how great you are and everything. There's always another challenge. And we've matched two of our goals. Our goal, of course, was to win the Licking County League, which it is every year. We were 10-0, which was another goal. But we always say there's two seasons. The first season's over with, and now everybody's 0-0, and we've got our final goal, and that's, this year, since we got a bye, we got 5 more games to play. So we're trying to stay focused and not get too caught up in the hype. You know, it's a good time to celebrate, but at the same time, you got to keep your feet on the ground and keep grinding.
Last undefeated season was 2019, and I always say that semifinal game, the miracle in Maslin, with just an amazing fourth quarter that you guys were able to win and get to the state final. But I go back and I keep bringing up this game to you, and I'm sure you're going to go, I'm tired of talking about this, but the 18-game regular season win streak, it started 2 years ago when you were at Reedy after losing at home to West Muskingum. And I still feel getting that victory on the road for these, well, they were juniors at the time, and we'll speak to a couple of seniors, that just really seemed to click this ball club. And then off you went. You won every game the rest of the regular season there. You got to the regional finals, and then this year 10-0 as well. But it just, to me, you were 1-1. And since then, 20 victories and only one loss.
Well, I think we put so much emphasis in beating Sheridan because we hadn't done that for 3 years. Mm-hmm. And maybe there was a little bit of a letdown. So that was something we talked about this year, too, because, again, our first goal every year is to beat Sheridan. That's just a great rivalry for us. So we had to make sure this year that we didn't let what happened last year, although West Muskingum proved to be a great football team,
yes.
If you remember, they had a super year. But no, that was key. And then I thought another one was when we went over to Licking Heights. Again, a real close ball game, hard-fought game, and we won that one right at the end, too. I wouldn't say it's a miracle, but we kind of pulled it out at the end. So you need some of those along the way, and that got things started. And this year, it's just, and it's a tribute to these guys, which you're going to hear about. But, I mean, they've been 3-year starters for us, so they've been through the wars, and I think they know how to handle things.
It's a mature team. I really feel like they've handled any adversity that's been thrown at them, because some first quarters you've been behind. It's been tied.
It's like every first quarter.
And yet they always just seem to accept the challenge, or whenever there's a punch thrown, they just come back and do what they need to do. And to me, that's just like you talked about, the senior leadership in the club just saying, okay, this has happened, now we move forward.
Well, we've got 16 seniors, so I always say you go as far as your seniors will take you. But no, you're right. This group, I've never seen any panic in them. You know, and we have, and I don't have the answer as to why we've kind of been slow starters. Now, last week I was happy with the way we came out, and got the game started. So we need to continue that. But it's not the way we want to start, but it's certainly how we want to finish.
Absolutely. That was a nice win at Watkins, and you ended the season at Granville, home to Mount Vernon, and then at Watkins, the three teams really trying to battle you for at least a share of the championship, and you answered every call, and when it was 7-7, you scored the next 28 points. You got some things done on defense. Offensively, you were able to mix up the run and the pass. And let's talk about this, too. It's something I have not really discussed with you, but special teams getting a huge couple of punt returns, making every extra point, just doing all the little things that you need to do to get a win on the road.
Well, I said that in practice tonight. I thought special teams was the key to that victory, and it's a third of the game. You have your offense, your defense, and the special teams got to win their part of it. And you're right, they played extremely well on all phases, so we're pleased with that. Going back to Watkins, physically on the hoof, I thought that was as good a team as we played. You know, they had size, they had speed, they had everything. And the last three games, you know, 3 weeks ago, we knew we were going into what I call a meat grinder, that those were going to be three good teams. I was kind of concerned before that. We hadn't played real tough teams. But I'm happy with where we are, because I think we needed those tough teams to get us ready for the playoffs, because every team we're going to see from now on is going to be better than what we played. So we needed teams like that to kind of get us prepared. But still, it's going to take great efforts each week. Like I say, it's just you start the new season, and each week gets a little bit tougher.
You finished second in the region, so you do get the bye, the first this has really ever happened where you don't have to play in week 11. So what is kind of the game plan for this week? Because there's a part of me that says this team is playing so well. You're hitting on every cylinder. I hate missing a game, but then there's the chance to rest up and get a couple people healed that might be banged up a little bit.
Well, you're right. We've never done it before, so ask me in 2 weeks, and I'll tell you whether it's a good thing or not. You're right. You do worry about the momentum thing, but with this group, I think they're mature enough to handle that. And we do need a little bit of time. There's several guys that are dinged up a little bit and can use some rest, but that's not true either, because we're not going to rest. You know, I told them tonight, people are saying, oh, you've got an off week. And I don't see that. No. We just don't play anybody this week, but it's still going to be pretty much a normal week. We get some extra lift time in. I think we get some extra working on fundamentals a little bit more that maybe have slipped toward the end of the season here. So, again, it's new. Even though I've been doing this so long, this is the first time I've ever had this going into the playoffs. So we're feeling our way through it. Coming up with some different films that we can look at and so on. So it's a new thing, but it's an exciting thing. And I mean, we're happy to be in the playoffs no matter where we're at.
It is the 25th playoff appearance, the ninth straight for this program, going for the 40th victory as well for this just amazing run that you've had. So the tradition is there, and, you know, I just, again, the consistency aspect of it, to almost be in the playoffs 10 straight years, like you said, classes come and go, players come and go, but they understand what was left before them, and I think these guys always try to meet it and maybe even go a step above.
Well, we have expectations, and certainly the playoff is one of our expectations. So when we start back in December, you know, we emphasize what we're working for. And at the same time, we realize what we're representing. The players that have played, that have worn those helmets, there's a lot of pride from them. And I've seen a lot of former players at games the last couple weeks. And that's really nice to see them, especially when I remember their names. Sometimes I remember their number, but maybe not their name. But no, it's I just love when former players come back, and especially the ones that bring their little kids in and they introduce their little kids to me. So we're proud of our tradition. We talk about pride in a red helmet, and they're playing for the past, they're playing for themselves, and they're playing for future players.
You'll get the winner of Bloom Carroll, Lyndon McKinley, and that game's going to be down in Fairfield County. And you're pretty familiar with Bloom Carroll. I think you've played them three times in the playoffs since 2019 and have a couple of victories. So not asking you to make a prediction, but you, and it's both teams. Lyndon's lost two straight going into the postseason. Bloom Carroll had won at St. Clairsville and then got upset by Circleville last week at home. So I guess it's kind of nice to get a bird's eye view of maybe where both of these teams are mentally and physically, knowing you're going to have one of them next Friday.
Well, I've found over the years that the playoffs are just so unpredictable as far as predicting who's going to win games. Just because they come from different leagues, it's hard to compare their opponents and so on. So, we know Bloom a lot better. We've still got all the information that we had on them last year. We got the film, but until we know for sure, we won't zero in. I do know this, that usually the City League has some great, great athletes. We went over and played a Columbus East team
yep.
a couple years ago, and they just had kids that could fly. I don't know a lot about Lyndon, but one thing I do know is they've got playmakers.
One thing I want to ask you before we take a break and bring on a couple of players on this team, and I'm not going to tell you what coach it was, but it's a rival coach of yours who said, you know, I think I am a pretty good coach, but when I'm going up against Licking Valley, I know they're going to be so disciplined and focused during the week, we're not going to be able to do anything to take them out of their scheme. The other part is I can make adjustments and do what I need to do, but I know he's doing the same thing. So unless we have all pros and all Ohio kids all over the place, it's going to be a battle from Monday to Friday. And I took that as a huge compliment to you, as well as to the players who understand what's expected and what's needed of them. Your thoughts on that?
Well, I appreciate that, but I remember Woody Hayes once saying, if a other coach is patting you on the back with one hand, he's probably sticking a knife in you.
Well, that could be true. That could be true.
You can't believe coaches, no matter who they are. We try to prepare. You try to anticipate things that the other team can do. But again, it comes back to the players. They're the ones that can make the adjustments out there. It's been so pleasurable this year to have a mature line on both sides of the ball. I mean, the offensive line, Watkins threw two or three, maybe four different fronts at us other night, and I thought our veteran Hunter, of course, is calling most of the stuff up there. So we tell Brody, don't be in too big a hurry. Let the linemen figure out how they want to block it. Coach Hatfield does a great job with them. And same on the other side on the defense. I mean, we might give up some yardage early, but I think the defense really adjusts. All the credit goes to those guys out there.
They're doing a great job this year. We'll bring a couple on after we take this time out, as we're focusing tonight on Licking Valley football, the unbeaten Panthers headed to the postseason. That's next here on the Licking County Locker Room, live from Ship Brothers on Gate 98.7.
Reclaim your garage, office, or basement with Lakeside Storage in Heath. Get your second month free after your first paid month on a variety of units starting at $65.
Sizes from 5x10 all the way up to 10x30.
Discounts for police, fire,
military, clergy, and educators.
Organize your living space today.
Safe, secure, local. Lakeside Storage Heath.
Save space and money.
Visit selfstorageheath.com today.
I'm Cindy, and here at Lewis Clark Insurance, we love this season. Cool nights, stadium lights, and bleachers full of hometown fans ready to support their favorite football team. As a hometown agency since 1966, Lewis Clark Insurance is proud to represent auto owners' insurance, bringing value, reliability, and trust you can count on. We'll find the protection you need for your auto, home, small business, or life. Ready for some new plays? You'll want auto owners' insurance and Lewis Clark Insurance on your team. LewisClarkInsurance.com.
The Commercial Exmark Laser Z zero-turn mower is built for durability, productivity, and profitability. Get yours today at Buckeye Valley Equipment. The Exmark Laser Z is available in a 52, 60, or 72-inch cut and features a range of horsepower from 24.5 to 38 with your choice of a Kawasaki or Kohler engine. Take your business to the next level with its outstanding 5-year warranty. Visit BuckeyeValleyEquipment.com today for more details.
At Licking Memorial Health Systems, our mission is to improve the health of the community. Our facilities utilize state-of-the-art technology that surpasses the standard for community hospitals to provide excellent health care for Licking County residents. Our health care technology features surgical robotics, advanced patient monitoring systems, cutting-edge imaging, and more to enhance patient outcomes, recovery, and safety.
Life is sweeter with dessert.
When someone asks, "Where's the local bakery?" you say, "Desserts Bakery, serving 35 flavors of cupcakes, cookies, buckeyes, cake pops, donuts, and more. Order your custom cakes from Desserts Bakery for any occasion. 381 South 30th Street in Heath. Life is sweeter with desserts.
Your family will love sweetness of.
Everyone says it's the journey that matters. Not so at Ship Brothers Brewing. Ship Brothers is a destination in the heart of downtown Newark that is so spectacular, there's nothing like it anywhere. Come aboard to experience incredible appetizers, outstanding burgers and sandwiches, and the one-of-a-kind beer wall. What? That's right. Don't wait on a bartender anymore. Head to the beer wall and design your own tasting flight. Ship Brothers Brewing, a one-of-a-kind sensory destination.
Come see us for the 2025 Factory Authorized Sales Event. This is Jeff from the Toy Store in Thornville. We have savings of up to $4,000 on select Player side-by-sides, $2,000 savings on select Player Sportsman models, and 2-year warranty on all full-size Ranger models. Financing specials as low as 0% for qualified buyers. Now's the time to ride, so come visit us at the Toy Store or PolarisTheToyStore.com. Family-owned and operated for over 20 years. Come see us. It'll be the best decision you make. You won't be disappointed.
Tired of door knockers and nonstop calls from out-of-town roofing and siding companies? You don't need strangers climbing on your roof. You need the trusted local experts. Call Mike's Roofing, serving Licking County for 30 years, voted best of the best in roofing and siding 5 years in a row. Mike'sRoofing.net. We handle it all from storm damage assessments to working directly with your insurance. We know the process, and we'll get it done right. If it's broken, we can fix it. Let us take care of your home like our own. Mike'sRoofing.net. And that is Mike'sRoofing.net.
And we're back with the Licking County Locker Room Show on Kate 98.7.
Welcome back, everyone. Brian Mays, as we continue to talk Licking Valley football, we got a couple of the outstanding seniors with us right now. Hunter White, great center up front, and Quinn Hornfeck, who is not nervous about anything. So we're going to hold him to that, and we'll see what happens. Guys, first of all, congratulations. 10-0, it's very difficult to do. When that final gun went off Friday and you guys realized you'd accomplished that, did you take a moment and say, hey, this is pretty cool what we just accomplished? Whoever wants to take it first.
It feels amazing, really. I mean, we've been playing with each other for the last 6-7 years, so it's like one of those things, it kind of feels like a lot of weight's off your shoulders because, you know, we've worked so hard for this. I mean, last year we fell short. We went 8-2, and the year before we went like 7-3. I can't remember, but
now don't short yourself. You went 9-1 in the regular season last year.
Oh wow. Okay.
I mean, come on.
All right.
Now. You got to get this right.
I can't remember. It's too far back. But yeah, so we fell short both years. So it definitely feels like there's a lot of weight off our shoulders. I mean, 10-0 is definitely a big accomplishment.
Hunter.
Yeah, I mean, just like the preparation that we have during the week, watching film, I feel like We expect that we should have did that.
You guys are the hunted, though. Everyone wanted to knock you off, and it's been a great run of 2 years. Do you guys kind of relish that everyone's coming after you and they want to give the best game they can and see if they can stop what is now an 18-straight regular season win streak? Do you guys relish that type of challenge?
Yeah, we love it pretty much. I mean, Coach really emphasizes most of the time, I mean, we're going to be the hunted, so at this point we kind of just have to stay with our game plan, and we can't really let anything get in our way. We know what's going to come, so we just have to keep sticking to our game plan most of the time.
Hunter, Coach has always said this started last December when you guys started lifting and getting ready for the season. Tell me how you know, the focus and knowing that you need to do this every day and keep driving, because there's a part of me that would think, man, I would love to take a day off in this, but it just seems like you guys are so committed to what you needed to do for this season. How do you keep that mentality and just wanting to do this fresh each and every day?
So what we felt short last year, we put out as a team, like, we want to do more. We want to achieve what we didn't do last year, and that was go 10-0 and beat Waterson. So that's what drove us to want to do more.
What's it like also for a lineman knowing that you've got a great quarterback behind you who's making all the right plays, but now as we've seen Dylan come along as well, that you've got two running backs that if you just are able to steal your block for a little bit, those guys are going to make, you know, something happen in the backfield. I mean, does that give you a lot of confidence knowing those three are back there?
Yeah, I mean, it's what we wanted. I mean, me and Mav and Carson talk, and we can do whatever we want if we just put our mind to it.
And I think both those guys, I want to call them thunder and lightning, but they also have shown, I think Galone has shown he's got speed maybe more than what people think. And then Dylan, a couple times on Friday, I thought he was going to go out of bounds. He goes, no, I'm going to lower my head and I'm going to show you how tough I are. So it really seems like there's this connection between the linemen and the running backs when you guys are out there.
Yeah, I mean, we bond, and over the summer we just bonded and showed that we can do what we want.
And then, as we talked about, you're not nervous. So when you're out on the field and you are defending a kid that's going to Ohio State that everybody talks about, mm-hmm. I'm guessing you really love that type of challenge too.
I mean, always. I always want more challenge every single week. Who doesn't? I mean, it's football. It's one of the best games in the world. I love people who make me compete. It's kind of my favorite. As a lot of people know, I love to trash talk, so I mean,
I'm so shocked by that.
No, anybody who will make me better, that's who I want to go up against.
Do you use some of that to try to get them out of their comfort zone or mess with them a little bit mentally? You feel like it could be a little bit of a chess game?
Of course, I want to get in everybody's head. I mean, that's the name of the game. I kind of want to, whatever I have to do to get in their head and make them fall off their game, that's what I'm going to do.
Does he do a lot of trash talking in practice, or does he save it for the opponents?
No, absolutely.
So no one is off limits from this,
yeah.
I take it. So let's take it back. There's a touchdown scored. You're holding for the extra point. Hunter had gotten banged up. And, again, replays might show something different, but let's just talk about, it was a low snap, and you decided, I'm taking it into the house for a two-point conversion. Was it initially like, boom, I'm gone?
No, but you got to expect the unexpected. I mean, kind of just low snap. Didn't want to get it down for justice. I mean, he's 70-something for 70-something on extra points. I don't want.
Yeah, don't jinx.
I don't want to give him a bad hold, so I kind of just had to just take it to the end zone, I guess.
Well, you flew to that left corner of the end zone. That was a very impressive play, and it just kind of sealed the deal, because you guys have taken, and Coach talked about the gauntlet, Granville, Mount Vernon, who's had a tremendous season, and then Watkins, who, if they would have beaten you guys, that would have made their season. So, again, two of those three even on the road, but it just doesn't seem to phase you guys. So what I'm asking is, how do you guys just keep it so level-headed and know what you have to do, no matter the opponent, no matter what they bring to the table?
I mean, I think it's just our confidence in each other. We all trust each other every single week. We know that every single team's out to beat us, pretty much. I mean, we have an end goal, and we're just going to stick to our end goal. We're not going to let anything get ahead of us. So I guess we all just try to stick together, even though we have been down a couple games, but we all know we don't let it get into our heads, so we just kind of just stay level-headed and just keep going.
And Hunter up front, again, I thought Mount Vernon had a pretty good defensive front. I'd seen them in a couple of games. Watkins and Granville both had some talent. But, again, you guys, after that initial, really the first drive, you guys just kind of took it to them and did what you need to do. Do you try to set that tone early on the offensive line, saying we're going to be the more physical team tonight?
Absolutely. That's what our plan is, to run the ball and not back down from anyone.
Is it also a nice, and we talked about the running backs, but Brody seems to bring a calm to the group as well. It doesn't seem like a lot faze him. So, I mean, the quarterback is looked at as the leader, and it seems like you guys follow whatever Brody comes up with. We're good with it. How have you seen him progress over the last couple of years?
I mean, he made a big leap from this year. I mean, last year from this year, just like calling out plays and stuff, like what makes a better offense.
How do you keep from getting too dirty when the battle is on in the line? Because we know there can be a lot of holes, there can be a lot of things going on that we don't want to talk about. How do you maintain a level head when it's when it gets a little feisty down there?
What coach says, he says, don't be dumb, stay level headed and do what's right and let go of, and go to the whistle, not after.
That makes sense. Is that hard to do sometimes?
Yeah, definitely it is.
We'll keep it with you. Why did you get into football? What's made you stay with it? What do you really enjoy about the game?
I don't really remember what got me into football, but just like growing up, my dad wanted me to play football, and what made me stuck with it was just, I just love, like, the grit and like the fight and smashing people's heads.
That might be called illegal these days. I don't know if you're aware of that, but how about you?
I think the only thing that really got me into football is probably my brothers, to be honest with you. I have two older brothers, so that's probably what got me into football. And, you know, football is a game, it's about the only game where you can legally go take somebody's head off. So, I mean, I don't do it very often. I probably have never done it, but it's okay. I do love football. That's pretty much where I met all my friends, to be honest with you. Like, I've been with these guys for the past 6 years, so it's like, it's one of those games where, again, you can legally hurt somebody, so it's pretty fun.
So we got bashing in heads and legally hurting people, so we've kind of had an interesting year on that, haven't we? It's going to be weird not having a game this Friday night. Do you guys, and we're all going through it for the first time, I mean, is it, you think it's going to help you guys at all? Or are you, as I asked Coach, concerned about maybe losing a little momentum that you guys have really picked up over the whole season?
No, not really. I don't think a bye week should change the way we practice, to be honest. I mean, if we practice the same every single week, every single day, I feel like our momentum should stay the same. I mean, we pretty much, he emphasized today at practice that we really need to just, this is not a week off, this is just a week to get better. So I feel like our momentum should carry into next week because we have a lot of film study to do and we have a lot of practicing. So,
Hunter, how do you feel?
Yeah, same with Quinn. Just like, don't come to practice lazy or anything. Like, it's another opportunity to prove what we got and what we need to show.
This is probably the most important question I'm going to ask because you guys, you got to stay focused and do what you need to do. So big at the end of the season or when you can get away with something, your cheat food, the one that maybe you shouldn't be eating but that you love to eat.
I always cheat. Even during the season, I cheat. I like to eat, so it's like,
So you have heck of metabolism is what you're telling us.
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm telling you.
Okay.
Yeah.
But you had to pick one.
If I had to pick one food, maybe like deep fried Oreos or something.
Are you kidding me?
What?
Man, if I had a deep fried Oreo right now, I'd pick up another 15 pounds, and Lord knows I don't need it. And you're eating deep fried Oreos and your skin and bones.
Yeah, exactly.
Fair enough. Hunter, help me out here. What do you got?
I don't know. I don't really. I think like candy a lot. And
okay.
That's what like. That's my cheat.
What's your go-to candy though? There's got to be one.
Like
you guys get ready for this.
Starburst or peanut M&Ms.
Oh, okay. I'll go with the peanut M&Ms. Those sound pretty good. Pretty good. All right, guys. Congratulations again on a great season. The first chapter is done. You've captured the lead. You've captured what you needed to do. You got the bye, and now it gets real serious, I guess, in a way that you can see it. And you're probably in one of the toughest regions in the entire state, but you know what's ahead of you, and you've taken on these teams before. So I have a feeling that you both feel very confident going into the postseason.
Absolutely.
Extremely confident.
All
yes.
right. Thank you, guys. Best of luck moving forward.
Thank you.
All right. We'll bring on a couple more guys who are ready to show they're not nervous either, right? Okay. That's what we want to hear. We're back with more of Licking Valley football here on the Licking County Locker Room, live from Ship Brothers on Kate 98.7.
This is the Licking County Locker Room Show on WCLT, W254CT Newark, Kate 98.7.
I'm Cindy Lane, and here at Lewis Clark Insurance, we love football. It's not just because we have five grandsons playing either. It takes a team to make a win happen with hard work and dedication. Here at Lewis Clark Insurance, we recognize the value of team, and that's why we partnered with Auto Owners Insurance years ago. Lewis Clark Insurance, representing Auto Owners Insurance. Together, we have the playbook for your insurance needs. Auto, home, life, and more. LewisClarkInsurance.com.
Licking Memorial Health System's mission to improve the health of the community extends above and beyond providing quality health care services to Licking County residents. We value service and philanthropy and support local organizations that uplift and strengthen the entire community. LMHS is committed to supporting community benefits in arts and culture, housing and economic improvement, youth activities, social service organizations, higher education, and community service.
Life is sweeter with dessert.
When someone asks, where's the local bakery? You say, Desserts Bakery, serving 35 flavors of cupcakes, cookies, buckeyes, cake pops, donuts, and more. Order your custom cakes from Desserts Bakery for any occasion. 381 South 30th Street in Heath. Life is sweeter with desserts.
Your family will
come see us for the 2025 Factory Authorized Sales Event. This is Jeff from the Toy Store in Thornville. We have savings of up to $4,000 on select Polaris side-by-sides, $2,000 savings on select Polaris Sportsman models, and 2-year warranty on all full-size Ranger models. Financing specials as low as 0% for qualified buyers. Now's the time to ride, so come visit us at the Toy Store or PolarisTheToyStore.com. Family-owned and operated for over 20 years. Come see us. It'll be the best decision you make. You won't be disappointed.
I'm Cindy Lane here at Lewis Clark Insurance. We know football is all about loyalty, dedication, and tradition. The qualities our entire team brings to the table every day, helping you select the right insurance for your personal needs, matters to us because we care about what's important to you. When you suit up for the big game, you want to make sure you've got a team that has your back. Auto Owners Insurance helps our agency bring value, reliability, and trust you can count on. Lewis Clark Insurance, representing Auto Owners Insurance, Auto Home, Life, and more. Lewis Clark Insurance.
This is Chris from K-Steps Auto Body. K-Steps has been in business for 31 years, and we just keep growing. Our entire goal is to grow and get better and serve our customers better. We're doing most of our production in Granville, but the Johnstown offices are open as normal, so if you need us, we're there for you. We're still part of the community, just growing. We've been serving our customers for 31 years, and we can't wait to serve you for the next 31 years. K-Steps Auto Body, in Granville, Johnstown, and online at k-steps.com.
K-Steps, quality you can trust.
The commercial Exmark Laser Z zero-turn mower is built for durability, productivity, and profitability. Get yours today at Buckeye Valley Equipment. The Exmark Laser Z is available in a 52, 60, or 72-inch cut and features a range of horsepower from 24.5 to 38 with your choice of a Kawasaki or Kohler engine. Take your business to the next level with its outstanding 5-year warranty. Visit BuckeyeValleyEquipment.com today for more details.
Thank you.
Everyone says it's the journey that matters. Not so at Ship Brothers Brewing. Ship Brothers is a destination in the heart of downtown Newark that is so spectacular, there's nothing like it anywhere. Come aboard to experience incredible appetizers, outstanding burgers and sandwiches, and the one-of-a-kind beer wall. What? That's right. Don't wait on a bartender anymore. Head to the beer wall and design your own tasting flight. Ship Brothers Brewing, a one-of-a-kind sensory destination.
Let's head back to the Licking County Locker Room Show, live at Ship Brothers Brewing on Kate 98.7.
Continuing to talk Licking Valley football, got a couple of outstanding seniors back with us for some more. Maverick Weaver, one of the best linemen you're going to find around, and the All-Ohio running back, Ty Hufford. Now, he's not really the running back. He just wants to be up front as well on the defensive side of the ball. Guys, thanks so much for joining us. And like I asked your senior friends and teammates, making it 10-0, what does that feel like? Maverick, we'll start with you.
It feels great, honestly. The hard work we put in since January, all the way up, waking up at 5:45 in the morning, hitting the weights, it feels like very accomplished, you know.
Ty?
I mean, the work that we put in from having to wake up at 5 in the morning to go lift and puke all over ourselves and trash cans and all that for 6 or 7 months straight, then finally being able to go 10-0, something that we've always wanted to do.
You enjoyed every minute of it, too, I can tell. You really did.
Oh, this is a blast with Sean Banks and Tanner Vogelmeyer right there next to us.
You know, we've talked a lot about legacy, and those are the things. I mean, when you got into the program, you knew there were going to be long days. There were going to be practices like that, and you guys have stayed with it. And now you're leaving another legacy to the kids that looked up to you. Do you soak that in a little bit and understand the responsibilities being seniors on this team and how the young kids look up to you? Ty, we'll start with you.
I mean, when I was little, I'd always look up to all the older kids, and now being in their position as a senior, running out onto the field and seeing the little kids out there holding out their hands to give you high fives, it really makes you think, like, wow, all these kids are looking up to me. Can't let these kids down, and that's the next generation.
Maverick?
Yeah, I totally agree with Ty. It's just like, I remember being in their shoes thinking it would be the coolest thing in the world to play on Friday nights.
Is it hard to believe that here you are now as a senior with just a few games after being that little kid and watching that, how quickly it goes?
Yeah, a lot, actually.
What, and, you know, I asked your teammates this. Again, it's such a demanding sport, and it really is year-round now. What makes you wanted to stay with it and be a part of it? What has kept you going? Not necessarily even just from a Licking Valley standpoint, but just from a personal standpoint.
Just being like around all my friends, and obviously just playing on Friday nights made me push really hard in the weight room and stuff. Also, just making it a better person.
Ty?
I mean, I come from a family where quitting isn't really an option in things, and then going into the weight room, you get a really strong bond with all those people that you're lifting weights and puking with, especially that early.
I think that's been his favorite part, Maverick. I don't know. He's brought it up twice in 2 minutes already, so. And again, taking everybody's best shot and being the guy that everybody wants to knock off. And I still don't think the program gets the reputation that it should outside of here, but everybody knows when you're taking on Licking Valley, you're going to be taking on a team that knows what they're doing, and it's going to be a challenge to take them on. You relish that as well? Does that swell up in you a little bit, going, hey, we are the king of the hill?
I think it's awesome. Be like, walk on their field, like, knowing that they're like a little bit scared to play us and that they have to be on the top of their game to beat us.
And I look back even at the Granville game week 8, and that's always a special game, and you were able to knock them off at home last year, but to go into their stadium, and they were pumped up, there's no question about it, and even that score to start the second half, it's 21-14. And the offense just took the ball right down the field and scored. Didn't seem like that rattled you guys at all, and that's kind of been the case all season long.
It didn't really rattle us like at all, because I feel like when we get the ball, we just like to push, just keep pushing 4 yards at a time, you know. And, I mean, that 10-minute drive, just respond, kind of just, I feel like that's the drive that sealed the game.
Yeah, I would agree. And you brought up 4 yards. I'm glad you did it, because the games that we've we've covered. There have been some home run hits, no question about it, but it's been second down and five, third down and two, and it just feels like the defense knows they're probably not going to be able to stop you when it's third and short, and you guys can call whatever you want. Whoever's going to run the ball, it doesn't really matter. Maybe it's a quick out, but it just seems like if you guys are on schedule offensively, there really isn't a lot the defense can do.
Yeah, we like to think it just like keep moving the chains. That's all it is.
That's all it is. Then we flip it over on the defensive side, and you try to get everybody off schedule and get them where they don't want to be, uncomfortable. Is that something that you look at? Because it's not a team that I don't think gets a lot of necessarily turnovers, but it makes a lot of second and longs, third and longs, and it leads to penalties or plays that really the offense doesn't want to do.
I mean, defensively, we look for ways to take a team out of their comfort zone. No team wants to be trying to throw the ball or run the ball in second and 17. Every team wants it to be like second and six or third and five or something.
But I go back to Granville. Fourth and one, they had the ball at your guys' 42, 41-yard line. Everybody knew who was getting the ball, and there was at least six of you, I think, right there that just blew through the line, and that was a huge play in that game as well. So even when you've got a second, third, fourth down and short, you guys don't let up at all, do you?
I mean, offensive line and defensive line, nobody stops us. Nobody has all year so far.
What has that been like, though? I mean, the closest game was really week two, Amanda. They got off to a 14-0 lead. You guys come back and win 28-14. I know I probably shouldn't say this, but you guys have made it look simple. Like you've just followed the game plan, and it's worked, and no one has been within two scores of you all season long. It's hard enough to go 10-0, but to dominate in 10 ball games. Have you maybe even surprised yourselves a little bit of how well it's been working? Maverick, we'll start with you.
Yeah, it definitely surprised me. I didn't think we would not have a game within two scores. I feel like that's pretty impressive. And I mean, we all worked really hard for it, so.
It's working. It's definitely working. How about you, sir?
I mean, we know that the offense is going to be able to do their job, and we just do our job on defense, and nobody can stop it. We play old-fashioned football.
And it works. It definitely works. And you mentioned old-fashioned football, but I think it's a combination of being able to adjust to the different schemes and things like that, but not getting out of what you guys want to do. Is it more, I guess what I'm asking is, do you make a lot of adjustments, or you're going to make the offense adjust to what you guys are doing defensively?
I mean, obviously we have to make certain adjustments to certain offenses, but we stick to our game bread and butter. That's what it comes down to, and teams just haven't been able to stop it yet.
And what I've seen is they try to run it up the middle. That's not going to go. Even last week against Watkins, they tried a few stretch plays that maybe one or two were successful, but you guys were able to stretch it out more than what they wanted to, and it was little to no gain. So I do think your game plan kind of overshadows what they're trying to do offensively. You see it that way?
Yeah, I mean, no team has run it up the gut yet on us, and teams struggle running it outside.
And then for you guys, it's we're going to run it wherever we want to run it, it seems like. And like I asked your compatriot, is it just seems like you just have to seal for just a little bit, and then the rest of it takes care of itself. Is that, do you kind of have a clock in your head, or just knowing how long you need to hold on to a block before it explodes for a running play?
Honestly, I just block to put them on their backs. I don't really have a little timer. I just go as hard as I can.
And pancake. Pancake,
yeah.
As much as you want. What has it been like working, practicing, being in games with the Hall of Fame coach? I mean, he has made Licking Valley football is what it is. The players come and go. He's been the staple. What has it been like these past years working for Coach Boffman?
I mean, so far it's been an honor. I mean, he's gotten us to where we are, and we have our game plan, and he sets it in stone, and we follow him because he trusts us, and we trust him.
What is that trust like? Because you don't see that a lot in college and high school sometimes, the trust factor. What does he bring to the table, you think, to have that trust between the player and coach?
I mean, besides the 50 years of experience, he's he's there with us every day. He's there at practice. He's there in liftings. He helps everybody out from O-line to D-line to running backs, quarterback. He's a part of everything.
Maverick?
Honestly, I think it's more of just like the respect thing. You know, he respects us, we respect him with all of his years. And I guess my favorite thing about him is he's always jogging off the field. I think that like that always like hits center with me.
Because he's young at heart. Mm-hmm. He's definitely young at heart, and I love the fact that I think he's adapted to. And I'm not saying you guys are that different from, you know, high school kids from way back when, maybe when I was there, the Stone Age. But he seems to have adapted to the change in things. Because you mentioned he's got his philosophy, but we've seen his offense change. It can go I formation. It can go spread. It can do a lot of different things depending on what the talent is providing. And I think, you know, with the defense, you know, if he's got speed, he's going to use the speed. If he's got physicality, he's going to use physicality. It just seems like he's able to mix things up. The other part of that, he's been a Hall of Fame coach, but the support that you guys get, not only at home, but especially on the road. What does that feel like when you look over and you see those bleachers full? Because you can have home games and you see the other side is not full, but yet when you're on the road, you know the Panther faithful's right there. What's that like, Maverick?
I think it's great. I think just knowing that we could be in the most hostile environment and our fans are still there honking their horns and, you know, being as rowdy as they can possibly be. I think it's awesome.
I mean, our fans travel with us no matter where we go, from our sophomore year going all the way down to Steubenville at the River to junior year out to East Columbus, and this year they've traveled with us everywhere so far, and they just keep cheering as loud as they can. Like when we played Mount Vernon at home, they got flags called because of how loud they were.
And they probably took pride in that, I'm sure, because they are boisterous. They let you know, but that's got to give you a little incentive, because you don't want to let your teammates down. You don't want to let your coach down. You don't want to let this huge support, because we travel all across the county, and you guys, I mean, the red army is there, that's for sure. Again, we talked about this earlier, but any specific goals you have for this week, since it is a little bit different than what everybody is used to, despite or along the lines of what the coaches are asking you, what are you guys just hoping to accomplish in this bye week? Whoever wants to take that first.
I mean, this bye week is looking at it as a week of rest, and some people are thinking of it as an easy week, but today in practice, Boffman thought some kids were loafing, so we started running extra, and instead of doing 40-yard sprints, we did a 100-yard sprint, just because, you know, it's not a week of loafing, it's a week of getting better.
Maybe he needed you to throw up one more time. You know, maybe that just you hadn't done it in a while, so maybe that's what he was looking for.
I mean, it has been a while, but I've gotten pretty used to it so far.
How about you, Maverick?
I think the people that are all banged up need to take it as a week of rehab. I mean, not, obviously don't loaf, but, like, don't, like, re-injure yourself. But the people that are fine, take it as an opportunity to get better every day. Just go out and hit.
Makes sense. All right. Favorite cheat food?
I'm going to have to go from a brownie blizzard from Wendy's.
Well, wait. Is that their new one?
Yeah.
Because like they don't do blizzards.
Or not blizzard, swirl, sorry.
Oh, frosty swirl.
Yeah, frosty swirl.
Get your sweets right, man.
Well,
come
listen,
on.
I haven't had it in a while, okay?
Okay, fair enough. All right, so we got that. Maverick?
I think mine will be the Caniac combo from Cane's.
Okay. That's gotten a little bit of an applause, so much better than deep-fried Oreos. That's all I can say about that. I'm just letting you know. Whatever. And then if we're going, I didn't ask these two, because, well, we know. Super Bowl pick.
I'll have to go with the 49ers this year.
Save us, Maverick.
I have to be loyal, you know, and I'm going to have to go with the Cowboys.
Okay. Well, to each his own. That's all we can say about that. So we have the Cowboys, we have the 49ers, and, yeah, the Browns. I'm so glad you guys can really play football, because you cannot pick football. Well, I mean, there is a huge difference here, but you're doing great. So, guys, appreciate your time. Again, congratulations on accomplishing a tremendous goal of 10-0, winning the LCL Buckeye outright for the second straight year. I know you're not done. There's bigger goals ahead, but what you've been able to accomplish, sit back for a moment, enjoy those. Tremendous job. Congratulations.
Thank you.
All right, we'll take a timeout. Back with more here on the Licking County Locker Room, live from Ship Brothers on Kate 98.7.
Reclaim your garage, office, or basement with Lakeside Storage in Heath. Get your second month free after your first paid month on a variety of units starting at $65.
Sizes from 5x10 all the way up to 10x30.
Discounts for police, fire,
military, clergy, and educators.
Organize your living space today.
Safe, secure, local, Lakeside Storage Heath.
Save space and money.
Visit selfstorageheath.com today.
The commercial Exmark Laser Z zero-turn mower is built for durability, productivity, and profitability. Get yours today at Buckeye Valley Equipment. The Exmark Laser Z is available in a 52, 60, or 72-inch cut and features a range of horsepower from 24.5 to 38 with your choice of a Kawasaki or Kohler engine. Take your business to the next level with its outstanding 5-year warranty. Visit BuckeyeValleyEquipment.com today for more details.
Trillium Farms, one of the leading egg producers in the country, located near Johnstown, is hiring. If you're looking for a flexible, friendly, team-oriented work environment, we want you on our team. We're hiring maintenance technicians with industrial or agriculture backgrounds. Pay is $22.50 to $30 an hour based on experience with a very competitive benefits package. View our current job openings or apply online at versova.com. V-E-R-S-O-V-A.com. Trillium Farms is an equal opportunity employer.
Come see us for the 2025 Factory Authorized Sales Event. This is Jeff from the Toy Store in Thornville. We have savings of up to $4,000 on select Polaris side-by-sides, $2,000 savings on select Polaris Sportsman models, and 2-year warranty on all full-size Ranger models. Financing specials as low as 0% for qualified buyers. Now's the time to ride, so come visit us at the Toy Store or PolarisTheToyStore.com. Family-owned and operated for over 20 years. Come see us. It'll be the best decision you make. You won't be disappointed.
It's spooky season. Which screech is more terrifying? This one or this one? At Ohio Tire Sales, you don't need to be scared of the cost of new tires. We have options for every car and every budget, and we'll make sure you don't have to ride around on the edge of your seat. No appointment necessary. Get a grip with a new set of tires at Ohio Tire Sales, 140 Everett Avenue in Newark, right near the skate park.
Just like our local teams dominate the field, Wind Waste Innovations dominates waste removal. They tackle your toughest disposal challenges with championship-level service for homes and businesses. From residential pickup to commercial solutions, they're the all-pro team you can trust. Score big with reliable local service that keeps our community clean. Visit wind-waste.com or call 866-WIN-WASTE. And good luck to all our area teams this season. Go get that win.
Everyone says it's the journey that matters. Not so at Ship Brothers Brewing. Ship Brothers is a destination in the heart of downtown Newark that is so spectacular, there's nothing like it anywhere. Come aboard to experience incredible appetizers, outstanding burgers and sandwiches, and the one-of-a-kind beer wall. What? That's right. Don't wait on a bartender anymore. Head to the beer wall and design your own tasting flight. Ship Brothers Brewing, a one-of-a-kind sensory destination.
Reclaim your garage, office, or basement with Lakeside Storage in Heath. Get your second month free after your first paid month on a variety of units starting at $65.
Sizes from 5x10 all the way up to 10x30.
Discounts for police, fire,
military, clergy, and educators.
Organize your living space today.
Safe, secure, local, Lakeside Storage Heath.
Save space and money.
Visit selfstorageheath.com today.
This is the Licking County Locker Room Show on Kate 98.7.
And as we conclude the high school football regular season, again, congratulations to Licking Valley, 5-0 in the LCL Buckeye. They capture the league championship outright. Watkins, Granville, and Mount Vernon all finished 3-2 in the league. Licking Heights coming in at 1-4. Zanesville was unable to get a victory this season in the Buckeye. In the LCL Cardinal, the Heath Bulldogs finished with 5 straight victories, including all 5 in the league. So the Dogs are LCL Cardinal champs at 5-0.
Johnstown, which is averaging over 50 points a game since their loss to Heath when they fell 14-7. They are 4-1 in the Cardinal. Utica at 3-2. Northridge finishes at 2-3. Newark Catholic 1-4. Lakewood at 0-5. So we move to the postseason. As everybody knows now, Licking Valley does have a bye after finishing second in Division 3, Region 11. The Newark Wildcats are back into the postseason for the third consecutive year, looking for their first win in the playoffs. The Cats in Division 1, Region 3 will take their 6-4 record on the road. They will go to Olentangy Liberty, the defending state champs in Division 1. Liberty also comes in with a record of 6-4, and they've won 4 out of their last 5. So that's in Division 1. Down in Division 3, the Granville Blue Aces got the 8th seed in the region. So they will host Thornville Sheridan, who comes in as the 9th seed. And Sheridan's record also 7-3. For Granville, it is their 15th appearance and their 9th straight. For Sheridan, they're with Licking Valley at 25 playoff appearances. And we'll have that game for you here on Friday with the pregame at 6:45 and the live kickoff at 7. I'm just going to pull Maverick over here real quick while we're on the air. You played Sheridan and Granville. Who do you think might win that one? You're going to go with Granville at home. Is that the overall consensus, or does anyone think Sheridan has a chance to win on the road? You got Sheridan? Two Sheridans? Oh, wow. Three Sheridans. Well, that's true. And I wasn't going to ask you. I knew you were going to be impartial, so fair enough. Well, we got 3 for the Generals with a win at Granville. We'll see what happens in that contest. Division 4, we talked about Heath and Johnstown, and they both made the postseason. The Bulldogs looked like they were going to be able to host a game, but they got snipped by Fairfield Union. The Bulldogs are the 9th seed, and Fairfield Union, with a win over Division 2, John Marshall from West Virginia, was able to get the 8th seed, and they will both now contest in Fairfield County. Both of them are 6-4. Heath with their 10th playoff appearance and the 6th straight for the Bulldogs under head coach Tim Ward. We wish them well. Johnstown, as we talked about, they are red hot. I mean, just doing anything they want to offensively, and they will be a tough out, I think, in that region, Division 4, Region 15. They do have a long road trip. They have to go to Indian Creek down in Wintersville in Jefferson County. Indian Creek with a 9-1 record. They're the 6th seed. They had a huge win just last week over Richmond Edison in overtime after losing in Week 9 to perennial power St. Clairsville. Johnstown, the 11th seed, and this is the second straight year that they got into the playoffs after being out for a couple of years. The Johnnies have returned. Hopefully can maybe make a run. If their offense continues to play like they have been playing, they should be able to get a victory on the road. The Johnnies' record is 7-3. So that's where we have the 5 teams in the postseason, with 4 of them playing this Friday. We'll have all the scores and updates for you on our high school football scoreboard show on Friday night with Mark Bruce and Lee Waller. They'll have their final scoreboard show of the evening, of the week in the regular season and now in the postseason. They'll have all the scores for you from across the area as the postseason gets underway. So again, the top 4 teams do get a bye for the first time, and then they will also host in Week 12, whoever wins the lower-seeded games, and then as we move forward into Week 13, that will also be home games as well for the top seeds, whoever they may play. But right now, the top 4 are guaranteed a home game next week. So that will be interesting to see, and we'll see how well the Licking County teams can do moving forward over the next couple of weeks. We wish all of them the best of luck moving forward. Graham, great job back at the station. CJ, as always, doing a great job here at the restaurant. I'm getting hungry. You getting hungry? A little bit? Well, we'll see what happens. For everyone else, this is Brian Mays. Thanks so much for listening. You've been listening to the Licking County Locker Room, live from Ship Brothers, exclusively here on Kate 98.7.
This
This has been the Licking County Locker Room Show, live from Ship Brothers Brewing in downtown Newark on Kate 98.7. Tonight's show was brought to you by Licking Memorial Health Systems, The Toy Store, Desserts Bakery, Lewis Clark Insurance, Buckeye Valley Equipment, Lakeside Self-Storage and Heat, and Ship Brothers Brewing.